He's ready to love you, love your neighbor as yourself table. Amen. The Ten Commandments are two tables, two tablets, if you will. The first one is, love God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul. The Sabbath may be a bridge, if you will, meaning a hinge between the relationship, the vertical relationship with God, and the horizontal relationship on this planet. And then the rest all has to do with people, my two people. You left one out. Thou shalt not what? Come. Right? You left that one out because If he loved his neighbor as himself, the commandment would be what? It would be fulfilled. Right? It would be fulfilled. And so we think that we know what's going on, but he goes away with his lack, with his nagging voice, that there is still one thing more. I came to this rabbi, and all he did was point out to me that I still lack one thing. So he goes away with his grief, and he still goes away with his what? With his lack. So there's something more to achieve. There's something more to need to be done, and I'm going to get on my way to do it. But he goes away what? It's hard to be perfect. It's hard to achieve perfection. But he's going to go do it. Because that's what rich people do, by the way. Rich people have an obstacle. And what do? They can overcome it. Right? They can overcome it. They have the power to do so in this kingdom. They have the power to do so in the kingdom of the world. Because this is what operates in the kingdom of the world. It's wealth, it's money, it's power. But if you think that's what's going on here, look what Jesus says next. And we miss this in what he says next. Jesus said to the disciples, truly I tell you, it will be harder for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. It'll be what? It'll be hard. Which is amazing, because this guy's already finding it hard to even live in the kingdom of the world, trying to get into the kingdom. It is hard to get into the kingdom of heaven for a while. He just proved that. It's hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. He didn't say that it can't be done. He didn't say that it won't be done. He didn't even say that it was impossible. He just said that it was what? That it was hard. By the way, in the Greek, no adjective is very good. It's not very hard. He said it's just hard. Okay? How hard did he say it was? That's how hard he said it was. It's easier, he said, for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Now, I don't know about you, that was hard. That was very hard. Actually, it doesn't look hard, but it looks what? Impossible. This is Jesus' way of saying. You know how hard it is for a rich person to get into heaven? It's what? Impossible. Now, I know what you're saying. Have you ever heard the story of the needle's eye gate in the city of Jerusalem? Okay? Guess what? There was one. At least not the day of Jesus. There may be one when the city was rebuilt by the church in the 3rd century, but there isn't one. There wasn't a needle's eye gate back then. Why do they want to believe that there was a story? See, because the needle's eye gate was, the story was that what happened to them was that the camel had to be unburdened, if you will. It came off all of its back. The camel actually had to get down on its knees and crawl through. You know why? It's because we want to make it more possible. We just want to make it hard. We don't want it to be hard. In the first century, there is no needle-tied gate. Jesus is referring to that needle right there. We want to make it possible. We want to do what rich people do. Overcome. Right? Overcome. We want to make it easier. debt. Because what's on the poor, for they what? The kingdom of heaven is just there, right? So our problem is, we're not listening to what Jesus is saying. We're not hearing what he's saying. So it's very telling of the theology of the day by the disciples' reaction. When he says what he says, what does the disciples do? When they heard this, they were very good. And sadly, they said, then who could be what? is to be lost. If I'm not lost, I can't be saved. Why didn't you send the helicopter? Why didn't you send the rescue? Because you lived just down the street. You weren't lost. It'd be like jumping in the pool, swimming to the side, and yelling at the lifeguard, why didn't you save me? I didn't know you were lost. change the belief in him, but it's never enough for the parents. It's never enough for the church. Before he says this, he says about the Pharisees, he goes, do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do. They do not practice what they teach. They tie up any